time for us to bring in Pat Pagano and take a check on the forecast. But before we do that, Pat, you want to know how my on-air experience started today?
Go ahead.
Okay. So I got into work early, as a matter of fact. Did a lot of my work all set up. So I sit down to go on the air. And simultaneously, my computer, my on-air computer, mouse and keyboard die. So I have no control over the radio station, okay? So I have to put on an interview off of another computer and go get batteries, check them out. And what it was is the keyboard battery was low, but the battery on the mouse had a little bit of corrosion on it. So anyway, so I get that fixed, okay? And when by the time I get that fixed, I'm listening on the radio, and I hear Pat Pagano say, "The Bridge FM." So I say, "Oh, I got to send Pat a note there." Oh, gosh. And
yeah, there was a mix-up. Obviously, yesterday, Anthony Martella worked yesterday afternoon. He wasn't feeling too good. So there were mix-ups all over the place. I can't tell you what the Google Drive looked like this morning. So I'm sure that contributed to the mix-up. So you had your problems and I had my problems, yeah. And it wasn't Mercury retrograding either.
Yeah. No. This was just a bad start to the week.
Yep. And weather-wise, it's not going to be a great start to the week. We do have showers in the forecast today, variably cloudy, but at least it's around 65. Partly cloudy tonight, 40 to 45. Sun and clouds Tuesday, 65 to 70, should probably be the best day of the week. A front comes in with wind, showers, and maybe even a thunderstorm Wednesday, 60 to 65. Behind it, it's blustery, March-like. I said a shower. Could be some snow showers Thursday as well. I'm saying a high, low 50s. I have a feeling that most of the day we stay in the 40s. Friday, we'll be bouncing back to at least the low 60s with sunny skies. And then the weekend will start off okay, but Sunday looks like rain. So there is your very changeable spring April forecast.
It sounds exactly like a spring forecast would sound.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that's it. Did some spring stuff over the weekend. Got this great, I know Marshall probably would never even, Marshall's probably going to shake his head, but I got this great thing for pulling out weeds. I found it online, and you don't have to bend down because it's a pole, and you just stick it over the weed and you pull it towards you. Up comes the weed and it's got a little release, and you can release it into your bucket, your bag, or whatever. So I spent some time getting all the weeds out of the front lawn, getting a little mulch and taking care of that. And that's pretty much it. I can't recall watching any. I didn't watch any movie this weekend. I wanted to, but I didn't get a chance to watch any movie this weekend. I wound up looking at different things on YouTube. Yeah, for a while. That was it.
Now, I came across a movie this weekend that blew me away.
Okay.
It's an action thriller. It's got some fight scenes and some gun scenes in it. It's got some gore in it. But I want to tell you, I've never heard of any of the actors or actresses, but it was a great movie to watch. It was fun to watch. And then what happened was over the weekend, I got three emails and a call. A call from my brother and three emails and text messages from friends asking me, "Have you seen this movie, Nobody?" And I laughed and I said, "Yeah, I just stumbled across it the other day." The movie is Nobody. It's an action thriller.
That's the name of it? Nobody?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. And it's got some gore in it because, you know, there's some fights and stuff like that. But it's a fun movie to watch.
This is on Prime?
It's streaming on all the different the channels. Who has it? I know that I saw it.
I'll do a search.
I saw it on Prime. I know that I think it's on HBO Max. I'm not sure if it's on Netflix, but it's really good. And you'll enjoy it. It's not going to win any big awards,
right?
But it's a fun movie to watch, Pat.
Well, I'm going to watch it. I also have a movie here, you know, that I was supposed to look at before voting, called The Father. Have you heard of it?
No.
With what's his name? I can never remember his name, but you'll know in a second. The one who played in, had the Iron Mask on. Ugh, I can't even think of that. That scary movie. Why can't I think of his name? I cannot think of it. Anyhow, it's nominated. And I have to watch it.
Well,
it's called the Father.
It's a very good movie. It's a very good movie.
How do you know?
Because it's streaming live on HBO Max.
Oh, you said you didn't know it.
No, I did. Once you mentioned about what it was about, it's a good movie.
Oh yeah, it stars. That's the producers. Who's it star? The Father, 2020. Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
So, I have to watch that. Now, I don't know. It's going to be a hectic week. So I don't know what time I'll have to do that. The weather's going to keep me a little bit hopping here because it's not just sunny.
Well,
you realize that?
Yeah, it's. I tell you, but anyway, what a great. It's a good movie, and you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
Okay.
It's definitely on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Yeah. So you'll really like exciting movies.
I love adventure movies.
Okay. And like I said, you can get past the gore without any problem, because it's just fight scene gores and stuff like that. But you don't know any of the actors or actresses. I think that's what's so pleasant about it. I know of none of these actors or actresses. And it's got a 4.5 star rating on IMDb. That's not bad.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a little gory, but it's good. So that's my recommendation coming off my weekend. That is that. And I hope the rest of the day goes better than up until I sat behind the console, because Pat, I always listen to the forecasts, always, when I'm dubbing them off. You know what I mean?
Right.
For some reason this morning I didn't, and I sit down here, and all hell broke loose in between 6 and 6:32. But I'm hoping it gets back online. You know, everything gets back running right. Even my Facebook Live malfunctioned.
Jeez.
Started at 6 o'clock and hopefully it ended at 6:32. That's
so
all.
You had quite a morning. Well, sorry
well,
to hear that.
Well, all packed into 32 minutes. But I sent Pat a message and within moments.
Yeah, because I saw what happened. Yeah. I saw how it was all mixed up and then I changed the Google Drive. First I sent it to you email, figure it was quicker, so you didn't have to go to the Google Drive. And then I went into the Google Drive and fixed that. But everything is out of order. Everything. Nothing is in order at all. But everything now is back. I can't fault Anthony, you know. When you're not feeling good, you're lucky you can just do your job, you know?
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. When you're not feeling good,
those
things, and you don't even realize you're doing them. You don't even realize you're doing them.
No, and he's, you know, he's very stressed and nervous. He's going to be a father for the first time. So he's also, very, very nervous about that as well.
Well, he's going to be a father for the first time, so he's lost his privacy for the next 18 years.
Yeah, I think what he's really worried about is how it's all going to work out, you know, because of COVID and everything like that. So, you know, that's got him a little bit on the worried side. I don't blame him.
Yeah, well,
I don't blame him at all.
He's just got to relax. Well, Pat, an exciting start to my show this morning, and hopefully it'll be boring tomorrow.
Yes, let's hope so. But in the meantime, enjoy the day.
Because the rest of the week isn't that great, right?
Tomorrow's going to be probably the best day. So yeah. you got that to look forward to.
Okay, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty. Bye, boys.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.